Hi, my name is Jared. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not even using AI to write my podcast. Aren't you proud of me? I'm just a Christian who, like many, lives with a mental health challenge. This is Bless the Spring. Good parents will sometimes lay aside their talents and abilities to allow their children to win a round of checkers. Good parents will let their children help, wink wink, with cooking a meal. And though all the child did was ineffectively stir the soup for all of 5 seconds, the parent will sing their praises over the dinner table. Good parents don't take to the stage when their child receives the college diploma the parents paid for. Good parents don't make their kids split their first paycheck simply because they know they're the one that raised their child to have a good work ethic. What's my point? Children oftentimes grow up having no idea how fortunate they are to have been assisted at every turn by a loving mother or father. But there often comes a day, even for those whose childhood was difficult, where the son or daughter looks back and feels a sense of gratitude to the ones who lent their strength when the child was weak, who were generous when the child was poor, who sung praises for good attempts rather than actual accomplishment. But for some people, that day of recognition and gratitude never comes. They live their whole lives believing that they are self-sufficient, taking great pride in their individual successes, preaching the value of pulling oneself up by their bootstraps. Those who go through life never realizing the extent to which their life has been blessed, the amount of adverse childhood experiences they never had to endure, the degree of trauma that they never had to experience. Those who walk around with a log in their own fortunate eye. Do you remember the first time you heard someone described as lazy? I mean, apart from the time your parents said it to you as a teenager. I'm talking about the individual who always needed to borrow money, who always had to ask for rides, who lived with their parents in their 40s. Do you remember when they were described by some self-sufficient person in your life as lazy? I remember many such instances. And I grew up to be that self-sufficient person, wink wink, who would describe people like that as lazy too. Now, does laziness exist? It does. There is a type of laziness for which repentance is called for. But in my line of work, I meet people who would be described as lazy all the time, who are anything but. I'm talking about those who are experiencing the symptoms of a mental health challenge. One, oftentimes born of the types of experiences that the seemingly self-sufficient people happen to avoid growing up. Sometimes lazy people are people with anxiety disorders. Sometimes they're depressed people. Sometimes they're people who live with ADHD or OCD and who live that way untreated, or treated but unsuccessfully so. And before you call those people lazy, I encourage you, pull the log from your own fortunate eye. I once was in a car with a young person who came from fortunate circumstances, good home, upper middle class, raised by the highly educated and well-employed. As we drove by a park filled with people who had no houses to sleep in, many who were addicted to drugs, and almost all of them dependent upon handouts or even thievery for survival, this person remarked, "The saddest thing is that they chose this life." And I've known many people without homes, addicted to substances, dependent upon thievery and handouts for survival. And in my experience, I know not a single one who came from the same fortunate place as the young man I drove home that day. Before you call the person on the corner someone who chose that life, pull the log from your own fortunate eye. In this world, we speak of those who die by suicide as weak, unwilling to live up to the challenges that the rest of us are able to overcome. Pull the log from your own fortunate eye. And perhaps you're listening and you're saying, I came from a difficult place. I didn't grow up privileged. I encountered traumatic events. And look at me. I'm not homeless. I'm not suicidal. I'm well employed. To you, I would say two things. One, stop praising yourself and praise God. And two, take another look at your life, a closer look. You may have come from a difficult place, but I can promise you are not as self-sufficient as you believe. A friend said to me one time, churches are good at teaching people spiritual maturity, but often fail to teach emotional maturity. Specifically, the ability to step outside the comfort of their own good fortune and empathize with those whose circumstances have caused them great difficulties in life. More pointedly, to teach people that it is better to, as we're taught in Ecclesiastes, sit in the house of mourning than in the house of feasting. Praise God for the fortunate lives so many of us have lived. By virtue of His grace, we have been well equipped to weather life's storms, provided with friends and community and jobs and homes and so much more that so many haven't. Lord, help us mourn with those who mourn. Help us grieve with those who grieve. Help us struggle with those who struggle. Help us to be patient and kind and long-suffering with all those made in your image, not just the seemingly self-sufficient. Help us to care for those whom you love and cherish. Lord, in your mercy, grant that we might be able to see past the fog of the good fortune that has dotted the landscape of our infinitely privileged lives. Lord, for their good and for your glory, shape our hearts. Thanks for listening. If you found this episode helpful, consider following, rating, and reviewing wherever you listen. That'll help people find the podcast. And if you're interested in the services that we offer at Bless This Brain, everything from mental health first aid trainings for churches to remote and in-person peer support groups and much, much more, just visit blessthisbrain.com. Until next time.